I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Board of Regents for the University System of Georgia could select a new president of Georgia Southern University this week during meetings in Atlanta. The Presidential Search Committee is scheduled to meet on Wednesday for intensive interviews with candidates on the short list. The search for the 14th president of Georgia Southern began several months after Jamie Hebert announced his plans to step down. A Norfolk Southern train derailed in Bartow, Georgia last night, spilling hydrochloric acid and other chemicals. Nearly 300 residents of the small town, about an hour south of Augusta, were ordered to evacuate. Hazmat crews remained on the scene this morning. No injuries have been reported. And the Atlanta City Council will decide today how to regulate the use of e-scooters around the city. The proposed regulation would mandate that scooters be parked upright away from high traffic areas and wheelchair ramps. The council could also establish a $12,000 annual permit fee for scooter companies. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and Atlanta Public School Superintendent Maria Kastarfin have agreed to terms to finalize the redevelopment of the Gulch in downtown. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, APS will allow the sale of bonds to help finance the $5 billion project and give up property tax revenue from the West Side Tax Allocation District until 2038. In return, APS would receive $15 million from the city over the next 4 years. Both the Atlanta Council and the school board are due to vote on the agreement today. And several productions based in Georgia came away with awards during last night's Golden Globes, while others weren't so lucky. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
First Man, which stars Ryan Gosling and was filmed partially in Roswell, earned a Golden Globe for Best Original Score in a Motion Picture. Actress Patricia Clarkson also won a Globe for her supporting role in the HBO series Sharp Objects, which was shot in Barnesville. Stone Mountain native Donald Glover, creator and star of the hit show Atlanta, lost out to Michael Douglas for Best Actor in a TV Comedy. And Marvel's Black Panther, which was mainly filmed in Atlanta, was snubbed in all three of its nominated categories, including Best Picture. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks snapped a three-game losing streak last night with a 106-82 win over the Miami Heat. The Hawks traveled to Toronto to face the Raptors on Tuesday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.